It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE, Charlotte's NPR news source. I'm Marshall Terry. School districts will soon present annual funding requests to local county commissions. Often school systems do not get everything they want, and sometimes those disagreements lead to litigation. The General Assembly's watchdog agency, the Program Evaluation Division, has recommended that lawmakers ban school systems from suing counties over budget requests and instead force them to go through mediation. That's what happened in Union County 5 years ago. The school system sued over an $8 million dispute and received a $91 million verdict, although that verdict was later overturned. Union County School Board Chair Melissa Merrill was so opposed to the legal action that she ran for the board in 2014 and later voted to drop the lawsuit after the district spent nearly $2 million in legal fees. Still, she's not sure it's a good idea to ban all school systems from suing their local county commissions.
Because I know that some counties in North Carolina do not provide local dollars to school districts. I can only speak for Union County that it did not work out as well as people thought it would.
Merrill says the lawsuit created a lot of tension, making additional budget discussions difficult.
And we are still trying to repair those relationships today.
So what effect does that relationship that's still a bit frayed have on a budget request then when you go to make it today?
Well, you know, they ask a lot of questions, and we are more than happy to answer their questions. Last year when we went into the budget cycle with our new superintendent, we at that time we also had a $54 million bond that had just passed. So with all of that, they did come back to us and asked us to try and cut out $3 million from our capital request. That was a very difficult request to, you know, ask us to cut $3 million out of it, which essentially resulted in us basically paying for our school bond. But we did that as, you know, in order to work with them, we went back to the drawing table with a budget that we felt very, very good about presenting to them. But at their request, we did go back and we pushed out some capital projects to the following year.
When situations like that come up, and they're going to come up a lot, you're not always going to get what you want. Are you less likely to push as hard as you would maybe have in the past because of what's happened?
I think that's a fair statement that we, that, you know, the board prior to this one that was, you know, serving at the time of the lawsuit, they pushed very, very hard. And it didn't result well for the county. So I believe the school board today and the new superintendent today probably would not fight or push as hard. We would try to be accommodating and take a second look and do our best to see, you know, if we can, you know, meet in the middle or meet halfway.
You've already talked about it a little bit, but how do you settle them nowadays, given what's happened? Is everybody a little more ill at ease trying to settle disputes?
I think the biggest key for us today is that we just make every effort on both sides to work together and meet somewhere in the middle. So, you know, if another county were to contact me for advice, I would say work it out with your county commissioners to avoid, you know, millions of dollars in legal fees that could be going to the classroom. It could be going to the teachers and the students in the classroom instead of legal fees.
That's Melissa Merrill, chairwoman of the Union County School Board. Thank you for taking the time.
You're welcome.